This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The suspect in the Boulder grocery store shooting had his first court appearance today. CPR's Allison Sherry reports prosecutors plan to file additional charges in the coming weeks.
Ahmad Alisa was brought into the courtroom in a wheelchair, handcuffed and ankle cuffed. He was shot by police at the store on Monday and was hospitalized briefly before being transported to jail. He appeared mostly expressionless beneath his white face mask. One of his public defenders, Catherine Harold, said to the judge that he has an unspecified mental illness.
We cannot begin to assess the nature and depth of Mr. Alisa's mental illness until we have the discovery from the government.
Alisa is accused of killing 10 people at the South Boulder King Supers. The victims were grocery employees, shoppers, and a Boulder police officer. The defendant is being held without bond. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Novartis is closing its gene therapy manufacturing facility in Longmont by July 9th. The Swiss pharmaceuticals company says the move will result in roughly 400 jobs lost. Novartis opened the six-building complex in January of last year. There's a chance of rain and snow tonight for the Denver area. It'll be mostly cloudy in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Grand Junction, scattered showers overnight. Vail, scattered snow showers tonight. This is CPR and KRCC.